Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back. Hour number three here at Realsite Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Joe will be back again tomorrow night. And it is always a pleasure being with you, whether you've been listening the last 2 hours or you have just joined us. It is always lovely speaking with the good people at Realsite Land, no matter where you are across the fruited plain. You know, I really like Elon. How do you feel about Elon? Whether you think he's nuts and crazy on the spectrum, he builds a great car, he builds a good spaceship, apparently he's building a great satellite system that allows even cruise ships to get up speed, download speeds on ships in the middle of the ocean. Viral link, apparently that's going to start curing a lot of neurological problems for people. The man is, he's Iron Man. Okay, I'm listening to the biography that was done on him right now. It's literally like 18 hours book on tape, taking me some time to get through it, but it's fascinating. It really, really is. And of course, the owner now of X.com, formerly known as Twitter. Elon is a person that I would just pretty much just call kind of right down the center of libertarianism. He is somebody that doesn't like the tight confines of regulation, doesn't like hugism in big government, and he fights against those that want to suppress free speech, which is why he bought Twitter and turned it into X. One of the things about Elon, as he does so well, is that he highlights posts, tweets, whatever you want to call them now on X, which really hit hard for certain sectors of our culture, or of our politicism, and many of those that he hits the hardest are now on the far left. And one of the things that you're not allowed to talk about is the integrity of our electoral process. If in any way you doubted 2020's results during a COVID year when the left took advantage of mail-in ballots, of voter harvesting, of drop boxes, of suppressing newspapers to report issues like Hunter Biden's laptop. And when they did report it and it got out, they immediately, the left, the mainstream media, I know I repeat myself, corralled 50 ex-CIA agents and make a complete 100% lie saying it was Russian misinformation, and then prevented the reports from New York Post, Wall Street Journal, to be disseminated online. This is what Twitter, old Twitter, did. This is what Facebook, existing Facebook and Instagram, did. And so I think there's a lot of people out there that question the 2020 election. And he posted online, or reposted, I should say, today, just a few hours ago, a gentleman by the who goes under the pseudonym Rothmus, Elon reposted this. France banned mail-in voting in 1975 due to fraud. Mexico banned mail-in voting in 1992 due to fraud. Belgium banned mail-in voting in 2018 due to fraud. Sweden does not permit mail-in voting. Italy does not permit mail-in voting. Ukraine does not permit mail-in voting. Russia does not permit mail-in voting. Japan does not permit mail-in voting. No Middle Eastern country permits mail-in voting. No Latin country permits mail-in voting. This has gone viral. And if you actually take it to the next logical step, 130 countries require a photo ID to vote. 46 out of 47 EU countries require a photo ID to vote. And if you take a long list of almost every country on earth, almost every single one of them require a photo ID to vote. The one that doesn't? You're living in it, folks. Why? It's racist, apparently, to require people to have an ID to vote, even though you need an ID to do every single daily activity in the world. You can't go to a hotel, you can't fly in an airplane, you can't rent a car, you can't get a credit card, you can't do anything. You can't open a bank account. There is nothing you can do in this world without a photo ID, except vote for the leader of the free world. So, I don't know about you. Whatever your feeling is on Musk, whatever your feeling is on His shenanigans on Twitter and whatever it may be, he makes a damn good car. But Elon is not just saving the world, technologically speaking now. He may be saving democracy itself, because it is people that are on Twitter or on X that take this information, they share it like I'm doing right now to all of you, the good people at Realside Radio. Think about it. Mail-in voting has been banned in all of those countries, and ID is required everywhere around the world, except for the United States of America. Thank you, Elon. We'll be back here after the break with Scott McKay. We're going to talk about all this and a lot of other issues. Great guest. We'll be right back after the break. Do not go away.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it benefit right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
And welcome back, everybody, Realside Radio. Third and final hour here. It is always a pleasure being with you, the good people here at Realside, no matter where you are across the fruited plain, listening to us on dozens and dozens of stations. And you can always listen to us also at realside.com, on joemessina.com at any time. It is a pleasure bringing back this gentleman. I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago and got a lot more that we wanted to talk about. Time ran out, and it's always a pleasure to have him back again. And it is Scott McKay. He is the founder and publisher of The Hayride. He writes over at the American Spectator. He also has a weekly column there, and I want to talk to him actually about one of them. That Scott, I'm going to sandbag you on Elon Musk here in just a second, but he also, you can find him at PJ Media and Red State, and he also has a fantastic new, it looks like a serialized novel exclusive to the American Spectator called King of the Jungle. We're going to talk about this and a whole lot more. Welcome back to the show, Scott. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good. Are you feeling all better? Last time we had you on, you were a little bit under the weather.
Yeah, well, you know, I spent 2 weeks fighting off COVID, but I'm finally over it, I think.
Oh. So. Good for you.
I mean, you know, getting that thing is, you know, it's not the end of the world like they made it out to be to begin with, but.
Yeah, man, it's never fun. It's never fun getting sick of any kind. But I want to jump right into it with you, and I want to also talk about your new serialized novel here in just a minute. But I just, in the first segment, I don't know if you heard it or not, but I was talking about how Elon just retweeted something, which I think was absolutely fantastic, and it was in regards to the election laws that seem to exist in this country, whereby you have no voter ID required in the United States of America, but almost every single industrialized country, democracy and non-democratic, require voter ID. And mail-in ballots have all been but removed from almost every industrialized country around the world due to fraud. And, of course, the Democrats champion that as well. And you have, and I just found it earlier today, in fact, so I don't mean to sandbag you on this, but you have an interesting article over at the Spectrum. Five quick things. Just how right wing is Elon Musk?
Right.
Wanted to get your opinion
on
that.
That was last week when he put a tweet out that basically talked about the five things that I've got in this column that he like are these right wing things, and the answer is yes. They didn't used to be. I mean, like you know, you're operating from the standpoint that pretty much everybody who's a good faith American would believe in things like, you know, don't spend, your grandchildren's money, right? Like, don't blow the treasury completely out of proportion and, you know, try not to cheat on the elections and all this kind of stuff like that. And the answer is, you know, those are right wing things now, because it's the right is the only people that even come close to believing in them. The left openly disagrees with these things, calls them racist and everything else. You can't even satirize these people anymore. It's so bad.
He states in a tweet, this is a battle to the death with the anti-civilizational woke mind virus. My positions are centrist, secure borders, safe and clean cities. Don't bankrupt America with spending. Racism against any race is wrong. No sterilization below the age of consent. Is this right wing? I mean,
yeah,
you're correct.
Those are right-wing positions.
Those are far-left crazy MAGA positions, apparently, today, according to the left, right?
Well, I mean, you know, because they've decided that the kind of political party they want to be and the kind of political movement they want to be is hardcore, you know, radical egalitarian, anti-Western civilization. They've gone full bore on the, you know, Frankfurt School cultural Marxist ideal, which is, you know, really there is no ideal in that. It's to destroy, not to build. And so they're against all of the things that you would have to preserve Western civilization. You know, and I mean, like Elon is a like an old school liberal. I mean, right. Maybe he was a little bit right of you know the traditional kind of Joe Lieberman type liberal. But, I mean, the guy was never a conservative. They've turned him into one because he actually fights for what he says are centrist positions that are now right-wing positions.
Yeah, I remember that tweet that he posted a year or so ago where the left have moved so far to left, he's still in the same position, but he's now considered right-wing from the leftist perspective.
Correct. I mean, and he's not the only guy like that. I mean, you know, the Barry Weisses and Dave Rubens and Joe Rogans of the world, who, you know, considered themselves left of center not that long ago and are now, you know, essentially.
Joe was a Berniac.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, but they're so far gone, you know, like a lot of these people, they kind of like Bernie Sanders because they didn't like, you know, the corporatism of sort of the Bush Republicans, which, as it turned out, Republicans didn't like that either, which is one reason why you can't find any Bush Republicans anymore, or at least outside of Washington you can't. But I, you know, but the left has just, last time you had me on, I guess the time before that, we talked about the book I wrote, Racism, Revenge, and Ruin. It's all Obama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in which I say, and I'll defend this to the death, that Barack Obama was the active ingredient that turned the left into a bunch of communists in this country. Or at least he mainstreamed that. But it is now on, at such an advanced stage that the left, you know, they're out to destroy America as founded and as we know it, because they think they have a better idea to impose, you know, the DEI and ESG and the sort of globalist World Economic Forum agenda, with, you know, a great deal of race thrown in. And also, you know, they want to turn America into a matriarchy, which is why they're like absolutely going after straight men, mostly straight white men, but straight men of every race. You know, get run up against this cancel culture ideal. You know, and like nobody's happy with any of this. Everybody is miserable about all of it. And the country is getting to the point where it's unlivable for so many people. And you know, you see these horrific statistics on, you know, things like mental health and obesity and all this other stuff. And the reason for it is, people are increasingly isolated and people are increasingly miserable, because, you know, they're actually afraid to, interact with other folks because of how heavily things have been politicized and how tyrannical the culture has become.
Yeah. We've got Scott McKay. He's going to stick through the break here with us, and you can find Scott's King of the Jungle. It is an installment, a serialized novel exclusive to the American Spectator, and everybody check out his book. You can find Scott McKay on Amazon.com as well. And we'll be talking a lot more about this and Obama and everything else. And I want to get your perspective on the media fund that we just saw over the weekend with NBC right after the break. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back. At Real Side
Radio.
Life
can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg told reporters at the White House Wednesday the death toll from the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge could have been much higher if not for the swift response of emergency workers.
By the time most Americans saw those images, first responders and rescuers had already been at work for hours to save lives. That quick work unquestionably made an enormous difference.
An investigation into the crash could last 2 years. Customers might soon dub Dollar Tree as a few dollars more tree. The bargain store revealed in an earnings call that its price points will now start at $1.50, with select items reaching up to $7. King Charles III is set to make his first public appearance since his cancer diagnosis this weekend. Buckingham Palace has announced that the monarch will attend Easter Sunday services at Windsor Castle. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
go. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Hey, folks, Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Joe will be back again tomorrow night. Do not miss that. He's got a lot to be talking about, a lot of news happening here before the Easter weekend. And if I don't talk to you before then, I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful weekend and a happy Good Friday. But before we get to that, we have half an hour here still, and we have Scott McKay, who is the founder and publisher of The Hayride. You can also find his fantastic writings over at The American Spectator and PJ Media at Red State, and he also was on Tucker Carlson earlier this year, and you can check that out as well. And find him at you can find him at Amazon.com, where he's a fantastic author. And also the latest, he has a new novel over at American Spectator called King of the Jungle. Scott, a little bit of not political, right? You're kind of like segueing into being like a writer. Writers here. Look at this.
Well, it's a novel. It's got politics in it. I'll give you the quick premise to King of the Jungle, and it's being serialized at the American Spectator on April 12th. It'll go live at Amazon, and you can pre-order it now if you want a hard copy or the Kindle version. But essentially, the premise of King of the Jungle is this. There is a, call him a red pill billionaire, who runs afoul of the current administration in office, which is the Joe Deadhorse administration. And as a result of some of his troubles, he's decided to build basically a Shangri-La in the jungles of Guyana, where he thinks that he's got a great place to hide out if the world goes to hell, and he's got people that are going down there with him, and his college roommate, who's a podcaster and a web publisher, gets brought into this because the guy commissions him to write his biography. So, you know, he goes down there and he sees all this. Well, lo and behold, and this is actually a real thing, the Venezuelans have decided that they want to invade Guyana, because there's a territorial dispute that the western two-thirds of Guyana, the Venezuelans think is theirs. And so, you know, this is all about the Venezuelans are going to invade. And this guy decides, no, you know, I've got billions of dollars. I'm not leaving. And he's going to fight a private war against the Venezuelan army. So that's the premise of the book. It's deeply, deeply satirical. Mm-hmm. It's written in sort of a Dave Barry, Carl Hiaasen, you know, PJ O'Rourke type.
Love, style. Love all three of them. Fantastic.
Yeah, nobody gets out alive in this book. So
who was this red pill billionaire based on in your mind? Did you have somebody?
He's a composite of several individuals. You may notice some Elon Musk. You may notice some John McAfee. You may even notice some Eric Prince, who's the, you know, the guy that founded Blackwater. You may notice elements of all of those guys.
Great.
But it's a rollicking good time of a book. I think it's the best thing I've ever written. And, like I said, it's available at Amazon now, but every week I'm dropping 1/10 of the book at the American Spectator. You know, every weekend we send up another installment. And, It's really generated some fun reactions and folks really seem to like this book. So, you know, now everybody's got a novel nowadays, but, I think this one's one of the better ones.
Well, I wish you best of luck with it. And it's always fun to, politics, it's so serious and it's so urgent that we get people to read about what's going on in the world so they can take action. But sometimes we just want to sit back and, escape. And, King of the Jungle looks like a terrific novel. I wish you the best of luck with it. Everybody go check it out on spectator.org or pre-order it on amazon.com. But I wanted to get your opinion on something else we saw the whole hullabaloo over the weekend regarding Ronna McDaniel over at NBC. And, I was talking about earlier, well, she basically was paid, $600,000 for 20 minutes of work because they're going to have to pay her out her 2-year agreement of $300,000 a year. But the bigger picture here, the biggest issue is that this is an NBC, MSNBC is NBC, one of the three major networks in the United States of America, and they cannot allow somebody that, in my opinion, is certainly not conservative. She is GOP establishment. And they wouldn't even allow somebody like her on the air today. What does that say about our media where we are?
Well, I mean, the only quote unquote Republicans who are allowed on, your MSNBCs and the other quote unquote mainstream news outlets, or at least on television these days. The only Republicans that they're interested in having are people that Republican voters actually hate. One of the reasons Ronna McDaniel is running around looking for a TV gig is that the party turned on her when nobody and it wasn't ideological. It was just that she wasn't doing a good job. Was she Republican establishment rather than, MAGA? Absolutely. But that's not really the issue. The issue is she wasn't any good. The party apparatus was not operating at a level that was acceptable if you're trying to win national elections. And so, she's out of that job, but, she did the job. So, yeah, she's qualified to be a talking head on television. The problem is you have a bunch of ideologue nut job leftists that run NBC News, which is the parent of MSNBC, and they refuse to have any diversity of thought whatsoever. They'll put Liz Cheney on TV, but they won't put, Ronna McDaniel, much less somebody like a Ted Cruz or a J.D. Vance. And it should tell you, like, if you're looking at, like, what news organization am I going to believe? Yeah, NBC needs to be at the absolute bottom of that list. And, of course, based on the ratings, they are. But at some point, we have to recognize that these are not news organizations. They're propaganda outfits. And we have to treat them as such, which means if you're the victim of that propaganda or the intended victim of that propaganda, then you start boycotting advertisers and you start, refusing to watch any of their programming or any of, NBC Universal's programming. That's not hard either, by the way. Their ratings are garbage. But I mean, the whole point is, you can respond to this using, the choices that you're able to make, and you can put it to these people. Now, am I taking up for Ronna McDaniel and saying that? No, but this is just a symbol of everything else that these people are up to. And, they're no longer a free press as the founders intended.
It's pretty scary because I know people that watch it, and this is where their worldview comes from. And it's almost as if we are completely parallel, opposite universes when you're speaking to these people. And I don't watch any mainstream news. I get all of my news online. I read good folks like you at The Spectator. I watch YouTube. I listen to podcasts. I listen to long form. But I know a lot of people that rely upon NBC News, MSNBC, CB, I mean, the amount of agitprop, leftist propaganda that is spewed on a nightly basis, you've got people that are walking around out there that don't have any clue as to the reality of the circumstances of how delicate our political system is right now and what this country, the direction that we're heading. All they know is that this president needs to defeat former President Trump because of racism or my democracy or something. And that's it. And so how do you combat that, Scott?
You have to destroy the institutions that are doing the damage. Like, if the Republicans ever get to the point where you control the House and the Senate and the White House, the first thing that needs to happen is a big old Teddy Roosevelt style antitrust, smorgasbord.
And
the way to start that is to go after corporate media and break up these megalithic corporations.
That's the way that we have to do it. I don't want to interject, but I want to carry you through the break. I also want to talk a little bit more racism, revenge, and ruin. It's all Obama, because there's an article that's basically confirming everything you wrote in your best-selling book. We'll be right back here with Scott McKay after the break at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
And welcome back. Final 10 minutes of Real Side Radio tonight of 3 hours. This was a lot of fun. I hope you guys had fun as well, no matter where you are around the country. It is always a pleasure being with you, and I'll be back here again not too distant future. And it is a pleasure speaking with you tonight. And I'm finishing it up as with Scott McKay, who's really generously giving his time. He's a couple of hours ahead of me here, so late night for you, Scott. You can find Scott at the American Spectator. He's the publisher of the Hayride, Reviver.com. And he is also a fantastic author. His recent book, best-selling book on Amazon.com, Racism, Revenge, and Ruin, It's All Obama, actually kind of says what is in this article I want to talk to you about from the Washington Examiner that is titled Pulling the Strings, Obama Telling White House What He Would Do as Biden Doubts Grow. Because as we were talking about in hour number one, Trump is holding polling leads in nearly every swing state, beating Biden in most national polls, and it's a reversal of where polling was 4 years ago. And so, you know, Scott, you wrote a book on all of this. How engaged and involved and really, I guess, concerned do you think Obama is right now in controlling this White House?
Well, I think that the answer is considerably, right? I mean, they wanted to get rid of Joe Biden. David Axelrod, who is essentially Obama's mouthpiece, talked several times about bouncing him off the ticket. They couldn't find anybody to replace him with. And so they're stuck with this guy. You know, there's no particular upside to Biden. He gets worse every time he appears in public. You know, the latest was after this bridge collapsed in Baltimore. Joe Biden went out and lied and talked about, oh, I've been over that bridge a whole bunch of times by road and by train. Well, the bridge doesn't have railroad tracks on it. It's a four-lane highway. He's over here like, oh, you're on. I'm a Stella Joe. I take Amtrak to Delaware from D.C. And it's like, wait, no, you don't go on the Francis Scott Key Bridge if you're taking the train. And you know this. Why are you injecting yourself into this tragedy? And the answer is because he's a useless politician of decades old vintage. And he doesn't know who he is anymore or where he is. So that's only going to get worse. When you have dementia like Joe Biden has, it's just a matter of time before he says something that is so off kilter that, you know, there's just no coming back from it, whether it's, you know, dropping the N word or so. I mean, it's a matter of time before something like that happens when they put Biden out there in public. And I think Obama and the people that control Biden, who are all Obama people, you know, they know this. And so they're going to try to micromanage this campaign. The problem is, you know, Joe Biden thinks he knows what he's doing. And so this is going to be almost a comic type of thing with, you know, these guys trying to control him so tightly to keep him from making a colossal, disastrous mistake. And Biden's, you know, the Fredo scene for the guy, like, I'm smart, right? Like, and so you're going to have a really interesting dynamic. And I don't know that they're going to be able to fix this now. And I've said this, you know, I said it in Racism, Revenge, and Ruin, and I've said it several times, you know, other places that I've written. The thing about Obama Democrats and their iteration of the left is that these people do not admit defeat. When they take a loss, what they do is they escalate. They up the ante. And you've seen this, like, over the last certainly 8 years, it's unmistakable, right? I mean, you know, Trump wins the nomination. They think it's, you know, they go, well, we're going to beat this guy, but we're going to have an insurance policy. So they had the Russia hoax. Right. And when that didn't work, then they turned the Russia hoax into basically an attempted coup d'etat against an elected president. And they basically destroyed the first 2 years of his term with the stupid Mueller investigation. We find out that there was no validity to any of that. And so the next thing was, forcing the social media platforms and everybody else to suppress the news about Hunter Biden's laptop and dragooning the intelligence community, you know, 50 of them, to lie right before the election and say that there was Russian disinformation. Then the election was fortified, meaning stolen, right? I mean, like you talked earlier about, you know, all of these insufficient or low grade election tactics that COVID was used to put in place, whether it was mail-in balloting or all these other things. And so you had probably the least secure election in American history from the standpoint of integrity. Mm. And then, you know, when people actually said something about it and there was a protest in Washington about it, they took political prisoners and they, you know, militarized Capitol Hill. Mm-hmm. With the National Guard and razor wire and you know, putting hundreds of people into a gulag. And now it's lawfare against Trump trying to knock him off the ballot with, you know, prosecutions based on novel legal theories, which, you know, 10 years ago, nobody would have thought that would have been, you can't go after a former president of the United States or a major political candidate.
Do you think Obama had anything to do with the Justice Department and...
I think Obama's behind all of it.
All of it. Okay.
Joe Biden didn't think this stuff up on his own. I mean, like, and if you want, you can say it's the corporate Barack Obama we're talking about. It's the network of funders and you know, some of these think tank people on the left. You know, and Obama maybe is the avatar of that. I think he's a lot more personally involved in that. But mm-hmm. either way, it's the Obama Democrats who are doing this. Okay, and they absolutely have no concept of, well, better luck next year, right? Mm-hmm. That, you know, the revolution's going to have to take a pause because the people aren't interested in going as far as what we want to go. No, they're going to ram it down our throats whether we like it or not. That is what Obama Democrats are all about. We're seeing it over and over and over again. You know, just today there was, you know, Joe Biden's going to give away green cards to illegals to relieve the pressure on the system.
Mm-hmm.
Unilaterally, not going through Congress to do any of that. I mean, it's just 100% dictatorial government. And, you know, Joe Biden didn't think that up. Somebody gave that to him to do.
Mm. We're looking at a situation right now where I think there's a lot of tremendous. I was talking about the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, which I know you're very familiar with. And
sure.
If you go to today's, March the 27th, it's Trump. There is not one battleground state, and you and I both know, and our listeners all know, that this is going to come down to 40 or 50,000 votes in Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Nevada. That's where it's going to count. Right now, Trump is leading in all of those states, some very, very, very close, but others 5, 4, 5, 6 points. What do you think is happening in the White House right now?
Well, and let me add something, because those polls are all head-to-head polls. Okay, they don't include
candidates.
Their politics average are they're not including third party candidates.
Okay.
And of course RFK Jr. just picked his vice presidential candidate, who is somebody that can bankroll the entire campaign.
Yeah. And she's a socialist.
Look, RFK Jr. is maybe more left than Joe Biden. He's probably not more left than Joe Biden's handlers. But I mean, you know, he's certainly going to pull from Biden. And
yeah.
So when you get him on the ballot on those swing states, if Trump is up 3, Trump's probably up more like 8 or 9 or 10, depending on how much RFK Jr. is going to get. And he will pull from Biden, and he will get, you know, some relatively significant piece of the vote, you know, 5 to 10% in all likelihood. And that is enough to make it so that, you know, they can't win Michigan no matter what they do. And they can't win Georgia, and they can't win Arizona. Like, those things are...
That's why Joe's throwing Israel under the bus for Michigan right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the question there is okay, well, what's the countervailing consequences to that? Because,
yeah.
You know, there are a lot of states where there are more Jews than Muslims, and maybe the Jewish vote decides, okay, we've been putting this off for a long time, but, guess we're Republicans now. Because at some point... You can't deny the fact that the Democrat Party is a pro-Hamas party, thanks to the Obama Democrats.
Indeed.
And, of course, Dave, you know about this. If we were ever able to see that video that is locked away in the Los Angeles Times' archives of the going-away party in Chicago for Rashid Khalidi, who was a Palestinian pro-Hamas academic,
yeah.
Buddy of Barack Obama, he was leaving the University of Chicago and going to Columbia. This is in, 2005, 2006. And there's a video of Barack Obama giving a speech.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
So toxic,
that would
be
incredible.
From what I understand about Israel. If we ever got to see that video, all would become known as to who these
right.
people
Scott,
actually are.
We're coming to an end here. Tell everybody where they could find your good reading, and I greatly appreciate you taking the time tonight. Thanks.
Check out spectator.org. You can read installments of King of the Jungle and see my stuff at Hayride, thehayride.com and reviver.com and also spectator.org.
Thanks, Scott. God bless you and God bless the listeners here at Realside Radio. We'll be back again tomorrow night. Don't go away. We've got a lot more news coming up tomorrow night with Joe. And again, thanks, everybody.